It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're talking about a recent changing of the guard with the Sonora City Council. Jim Garaventa was elected by fellow council members to serve a two-year term as mayor, and Colette Such took the oath of office, becoming the newest member of the council. So first off, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you in studio here on Motherlode Views. A chance to talk about some of the issues facing the city and get to know the new mayor of Sonora as well as the newest council member. I'll start first with council member Such. You know, if you can tell us about your background and why you decided to run for city council.
My background is in healthcare. I retired as a healthcare administrator. I was trained as a respiratory therapist, worked at Tuolumne General for 35 years, which was most of my career. Since that time, I have worked in home health at VNA Hospice, where I created a palliative care program and worked in pain management. Most recently, I've been at Columbia College, which was a very new career direction for me, initially as the interim director of development, and now I am the president of the Columbia College Foundation Board. I found a real love for the work at the college and the difference we really, I think, make in students' lives there. I was asked by someone, and hadn't really thought that I would pursue a political seat on the board. But I think for me, part of it was just the political climate in our country in these last several years. It really made me want to get involved in locally, where I feel like I could perhaps make a difference in a way that I'm not so sure I can make a difference nationally. So that's really how this all happened. And then I campaigned. I was amazed at the people who came to help me win this seat, and happy to be here.
Quite a few candidates in the race, and you were the top vote getter, so congratulations on that.
Thanks.
You know, when you look at the city of Sonora, are there one or two issues that you're really passionate about or keeping a close eye on?
It changes. When I was campaigning, I certainly wanted, and also just to back up a little bit, I was involved in the homeless task force, and I think that's also what sparked my interest on the council. Homelessness is an important issue for all of us, I think, in this community, for sort of a compassionate solution for the folks who are without a home, but also solutions for the merchants and the problems that can arise with a large homeless population. I think in a city this size, we have the capability of making a difference in a way that it's more difficult in larger cities. And you know, economic development, and I am not really talking about the current controversy that's happening in economic development, but I do have a pretty good business mind, and I feel like economic development is important here. I would like to see more young people moving to this community or moving back to this community, and to live their lives. So just having a vibrant downtown that's thriving is important.
We'll pick up on some of those topics in just a little bit, but I'll move over to Mayor Garaventa. Mayor Garaventa, I remember about 4 years ago, the late Ron Stern, council member, was sitting in that same chair, and he was talking about stepping in as his final term as mayor, and you were a new member at the council at the time, and I remember he was telling a story about the Garaventas and the meat market in downtown. So I know your family has a long history, so what can you tell us about your background?
Well, I was born and raised here in Sonora and fourth generation in the county. Like you mentioned, my grandfather had a meat market right at the corner where the stoplight is, or even before the stoplight, really, the corner of Washington and Stockton, right next to where the Visitors Bureau is now. Our family's kind of had a long, long love affair, I guess, with Sonora. And so, you know, I could have gone off and sought better fortune, I suppose, as Colette was talking about bringing people back to the community, or not having them leave, you know, but I'm really steeped in the history of the area, and I chose to come back after university to really live my life here. So, I guess, you know, it's something that I just, you know, it's ingrained in me over these generations. Long background in the community. But, you know, I've always wanted to do, always had an affinity for public service, and always wanted to do something to help out the community. So I've been volunteering for a lot of things over the years, and got involved in the County Planning Commission at first, and then end up running for City Council, and eventually winning, and here I am.
For those who aren't familiar, what do you kind of see the role of mayor for the city of Sonora as being?
Well, I think the mayor is kind of the focal point of interaction between the public and its government. I think the first person, your council representatives are supposed to engage in oversight and show policy direction. But they're also supposed to be the liaison between the public and the staff of the government. And the key person to that is the mayor. You know, the mayor is always the first person that gets any correspondence in the mail and all that kind of stuff. But it's the other job is to run the meetings in a proper way. And I've done that in the past with other organizations. I've been president of a few boards here in the county and in the city. And so, engaging in proper decorum and stuff like that, and making sure that the meetings are run properly, and we get we come to an amenable decision.
What is kind of the dynamic of the city council? Do you all kind of get together pretty well, or do you have different issues and different opinions on a variety of different things?
Oh, I wouldn't say we all have the same opinion on everything. There's a lot of unanimous votes, and I know a lot of people complain about that. I was in a meeting last night where someone complained about that. You know, a lot of the things that we vote on are just to confirm application for a grant application for some issue or some building of something. You know, you're not going to be too controversial on if you're getting money from the state government to build something, because that's usually the only option you have. So so there's a lot of unanimous votes in that. But I wouldn't say that we are cohesive on a political front. As a matter of fact, I think there's more diversity now on our board, on our council rather, than there has been in a long time. Do we socialize outside of our meetings? Not particularly.
We need to take a break. We're talking with the newest city council member, Colette Such, as well as the new mayor for the city of Sonora, Jim Garaventa, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll continue with our second segment in just a minute.